Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm your host, Gretchen Garrity. And are we ready for today's episode? I don't know if I'm ready. Are you guys ready? As you can tell by the title of this episode, big, huge announcement that's so exciting, that does not feel real. Like, someone pinch me. We bought our first home, you guys. Max and I together. I can't. It feels so weird saying that out loud. Like, oh my gosh, I just bought my first house. Like, what do you mean I just bought my first house? I am a child. I'm 18 years old. I'm not 18. I do feel 18, however. I'm 26. So I guess it's not that abnormal, but it just seems like nowadays it is. I just feel so much younger, and just a lot of my friends, none of my friends, I actually will say, are buying a house right now. So it just feels weird. It feels abnormal. But maybe some of you listening around my age or even younger and have already bought a home. Like, I guess it just really depends on the person, you know, if that's like a priority to them. And obviously, like, the market is so crazy these days. Everything seems so expensive and like overpriced, honestly, and whatever. So there's like a number of reasons for that. So I am going to be like tongue tied in this. I feel speechless. It doesn't feel real. It feels so weird. And just overall, I feel incredibly grateful and privileged and lucky and all the things. So I want to lead with that, because it wouldn't be without all of your guys' support that this would be happening. Like, you guys, my listeners, my viewers, my subscribers, my followers, for the past 11 years. I mean, I know the podcast is more of like a recent situation. Like, I started in 2019, but like, I started my YouTube channel in 2012. Like, that is 11 years ago. Yeah, April 2012, 11 years ago. I can't even believe that. Like, I was 14, or no, I had just turned 15, that means. But like, what? Wow, I'm pat myself on that. Good job, 15-year-old Gretchen. You had no idea what you were getting yourself into. But see, that's just another thing. I feel so lucky that I started when I did, because obviously, like, the number one question I get asked from people is, okay, what's your, like, number one advice, tips, how you got started? Like, I want to do this. And I'm like, I honestly don't even think I'm a good person to ask, because I just got so lucky that I got in there and got started so early on. Like, obviously, no one had any idea what social media would become. It was like the Wild West. It still kind of feels that way in some ways, like with TikTok, that's like newer, and everything that goes on in there with like working with brands, everything like that. I am getting all over the place right now, but basically I just feel very lucky. And I started YouTube in 2012 for fun. I did not make one single penny for probably at least 2-3 years. Like, I literally just did it for fun from the bottom of my heart. And it's so crazy that people can start and like instantly be making money these days. And it like is kind of sad to me. It's lost its just sense of like fun overall, I would say, or at least in my mind, just because people would do it just for fun, and now you can't start social media without knowing all the opportunity it can bring and money and stuff, which is such a great thing. I just think it's a double-edged sword, because then you have people starting for maybe like the wrong reasons, or even if that is like your goal, I don't want to like discount that. Okay, this is coming out like word vomit, but do you know what I mean? Like, it just feels more rare that people start purely from like, I love creating videos or editing or just sharing my life in like a really authentic way. Like, you can't ignore the, okay, I know I could like make a lot of money off this. I know like insane opportunities could come, which I also think is fair. If people are like, I don't know like my calling and this seems so great, I know the opportunity that can come from this, like, of course, like, go right ahead, you know? But all I'm saying is, I just, yeah, I'm pinching myself that like 15-year-old Gretchen had no idea what was coming. And like, again, I feel like my friends will like compare themselves to me and be like, oh, like I wish like I could buy a house or stuff like that. And I'm like, everyone, I am like the outlier here. Like this is very abnormal, I realize, just for my age, I feel. But okay, see, this is all word vomit because like I said, some of you my age and younger have already bought a house. But I'm just saying like for my friends in specific, like I feel like especially my twin sister will compare herself to me. And I'm like, okay, you cannot compare yourself to me. It's like I've been in my career working the same job for 11 years, which is not normal to start like that young, you know? I'm like, think of if I started when I was 22, I would be 33. Like that would maybe be more in a normal timeline for like my house. Anyway, I'm like chatting so much right now, but yeah, this is crazy. I guess just like some of my thoughts I'm like thinking through my head. I haven't even had that much time to sit with this and think about this. And yesterday I actually filmed a sit down YouTube video with Max, my boyfriend. And we talked all about it. And actually, today, as this podcast goes up, I'm going to post that video. I'm going to post it on Instagram. Do I have, like, a TikTok I can make about the house? I just want to, like, announce it all on the same day, all the platforms. Like, if you just listened to my podcast, maybe you didn't see the other ones. You know what I mean? I just want to talk about it everywhere. But I don't want to, like, repeat too much. So I did talk about it on YouTube. If you saw that already or you want to watch later, it's just, like, more of Max and my opinions together. But I thought I could do this alone, kind of recapping and just giving you more details, like giving you the real tea, because we just have time for all the details on the podcast. And this is such like a big milestone in one's life, obviously. So I just figured this deserved its own podcast episode. So bought a house on Cape Cod. That's so weird to say. I guess like we haven't closed yet. So like knock on wood, I don't want to like jump the gun. That's another thing, like it's such a long process and I didn't want to talk about it too early, but also didn't want to wait till like literally our closing day and then I'm like in there and I haven't even like talked about it yet, because I wanted to share like some of the journey, but then you don't want to share too soon. So yeah, it's been hard to like navigate that. But after yesterday, which I'll talk about, it feels very like it's happening, like I guess technically pending, but I don't see why it would not happen. Like I don't think we could back out anymore. So anyway, all that is to say, bought a house on Cape Cod, Massachusetts, if you guys don't know. It's like an hour south of Boston, and that's where Max grew up. It's like such a summer town, little, I was going to say peninsula. Would you call Cape Cod a peninsula? Yeah, I guess so. I never thought of it like that. Not like an island. No, but there is a bridge, but I think it's a, oh my gosh, that is so bad. I literally am looking at a map right now. I'm so embarrassed. We go over the bridge, but I don't think it's an island. Then it would be called like Cape Island. You know, it's just like Cape Cod. Because I know it is like, it's shaped like the arm and the, like, you know, if you like flex your bicep, like how your arm, it's shaped like that if you look at a map. Now I'm looking at the map and I'm so confused. It kind of does look like an island because there is like the two bridges. Like if you know, Boren Bridge, Sagamore Bridge. But there's water that goes all the way through there. So is it like technically an island? What? No. I feel like that is not right. But it looks like it on the map. Okay. I need to do some more research on this. So bad I don't even know. I'm like, I bought a house here. What is geography? What's going on? But all I'm trying to say is, if you know, you know. If you're from far away and you're like, what the heck is Cape Cod? Like, look it up. It's beautiful and like such a fun summer town. Kind of like Nantucket, Martha's Vineyard vibes. Nantucket and Martha's Vineyard are islands. I do know that. But yes, this will primarily be a summer home. We'll be there in the summers since Max is still playing hockey, hopefully for as many years to come as he can. He would play until the wheels fall off, which I hope he does because he loves it. And I like love watching him follow his dream, obviously. But because of that, we live wherever he's going to play hockey for whatever team in whatever city during the hockey season. So the off season, summer. So we just wanted like a more permanent home base for the summer home. Worked out perfect. Max is from Cape Cod, like I said, so he like knows the area so well, and I just love it there, and it's just such a fun place to be for the summer. So we're like, let's freaking do it. Also, not sure if I said this in the YouTube video, maybe I did, how when we started looking for the summer, I'm like, okay, honestly, I don't even know if we could afford to rent a place for the summer on the Cape. That is how freaking expensive it is on the Cape in the summer, because it's such like a desirable place to be in the summers, I would say. So they rent out for like thousands and thousands of dollars a week. I'm not even kidding. Like, it's nuts, like more than like monthly rent where you live now. So I'm like, okay, our option is rent off Cape or try to buy on the Cape, just because like a mortgage literally would be that much cheaper than renting, or like weekly or even like monthly rentals. I just feel like are so expensive. So yeah, and it just seemed like the right time. Thought about it for years, and it's so weird. I like actually still don't even believe it. The words coming out of my mouth, like I can't believe that it's happening. It's so weird. Big events in your life never feel like. I don't know. Does anyone know what I mean? I was saying this in my YouTube video. I'm like, when it's like your graduation or like a big day like that, or your birthday, it doesn't actually feel like it. You're like, oh, it doesn't feel like this yet. Like you're not ready. Like that's how I feel. Like I'm not ready, but I'm so excited. But yeah, it's just so weird to be able to talk about it now since we've been looking for a really long time. I'm trying to think exactly when our search kind of started. Probably the fall, just like, you know, loosely on Zillow. And then I started looking in person in January, February. So actually, I guess in that line of thinking, it's relatively quick for looking at a home. That's another thing. We're kind of like, okay, let's get this move in, try to get our closing date. So it ended up working out. But so now I'm switching what I'm saying. It felt like a while. The process has felt like a while. But I guess actually in terms of things, relatively quick, because some people look for like a whole year or 6 months before they even like put an offer on something that feels right. But this one just felt right. I was like, you know, if it's meant to be, it'll be. And if it's not, I'm not going to get my hopes up or like force it or rush in and into anything. Like it's obviously such a big decision. Also, I forgot that I guess I gave you guys a massive hint in my last episode. I'm laughing because I always forget when I do that, and I'll get DMs or comments from you guys, and people will like know what I'm like hinting about on my stories or YouTube. And I'm like, how do people know that? And people are like, sis, you literally said it on your podcast. And I'm like, I always just want to give you guys, I'm like if I think about something while I'm recording, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to tell you. You guys are just my besties. That's why I do that. But I talked about how I put in an offer on this house very spontaneously. And I think right before I started recording, I was like, yeah, I put an offer in on a house. I got to actually listen back to that because I must have been like, I hope they accept it. Like, I wonder what's going to happen. Like, I had no idea. I can't believe that was like, you know, over 2 weeks ago now, because whenever I recorded that, I need to look back at the day. I don't even know. But yeah, basically it just turned out that it was so meant to be how it all worked out, I felt. So why don't I just tell you? Why don't we just like jump on in? Sorry if this episode is like shorter. I feel like it needs to just be dedicated to this anyway. Oh, I didn't even write in my notes like what I'm happy about, happy quote, idea, catch up, any of that. I guess very quickly I can say catch up. I'm going to Stagecoach this coming weekend, and then Nashville the weekend after that. Going to Taylor Swift concert. It's going to be unreal with my friends. Like, so much happening. And I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much travels. But really what I need to be doing is freaking packing since we're moving so soon. But yeah, that's what's like going on in life. What I'm happy about today is Max and I actually both went to the same guy here in PA and got our haircut together, which like was not the plan. I always had this appointment. And then Max called him like a day ago and was like, can you cut my hair too? So it was so fun. We made a little TikTok of like both of our hair getting shorter, and it just feels so fresh and nice right now. Wow. I keep forgetting about it, but I'm looking in the mirror now and like the ends are so fresh. It looks so much shorter. All the comments were like, wow, I've never seen you get anything more than a trim. And I did say a trim, but I was also like, cut off as much as you think we need to cut off for it to look healthy and not dead. So I think that's quite a lot. It was, the ends were like the worst I've ever seen them, like so scraggly. So that was very needed. I'm very happy about that today. Happy quote or idea. I don't even know. Like, I guess a quote or just thing I say is like, if it's meant to be, it'll be. Like, I just am feeling like all of this was meant to work out this way. So I feel like that applies in this situation. Okay. So why I think this is so meant to be is, like I said, put in an offer. Okay, so that you know. So, okay, it was a Wednesday, I believe, that I put in this offer. Thursday, I leave for Coachella. And then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're like Coachella, one day, day one, two, three. So Wednesday, put in this offer when I should absolutely be packing all day and have so much other things going on. And I was just like, you know what, let's just do it. It's not that deep. It's only deep if, like, you know, they accept it or something. And the next day, the realtor, like, literally the next morning, like, 8:30 a.m., like, I'm on the tarmac taking off, and she's like, they countered, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, I can't even talk to you for the next 6 hours. I'm flying to LA, bye. So we're like, oh, what's happening? So I think I answered, like, did I even say this in my YouTube video? I don't think so, but I'm giving you guys the real details. Like, is that weird to say? I don't know. Anyway, I don't care. I'm just gonna tell you, like, you guys are my besties. So put in an offer. They countered. We, I guess, went back and forth like once because they countered. I said a little bit lower and then they accepted it. Like I landed and the realtor was like, they accept your offer. Well, actually when it exactly happened was I landed and then they still hadn't heard back from them. Like they must have taken the day to like deliberate whatever. Oh, which makes sense from what I'm about to tell you. So then get in the car. I'm on like the 3-hour long drive from LAX to Palm Springs. This is also something I didn't say in the YouTube video, how I was in the car with two other content creators that I had never met before and an employee of my management that I also had never met before. So I was like, hi, so nice to meet you guys, whatever. We're like chatting, getting to know each other. Like 30 minutes into this drive, I'm like, you guys, sorry. Like I feel like this is so rude, but like I have to take this phone call because my realtor was calling and she's like, they accepted your offer. You got it. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? But I'm with like three essentially strangers, you know, that I didn't even know. And I was like, oh my gosh. And they're like, are you okay? What's going on? I'm like, probably about to cry. I'm like so overwhelmed. Like what's happening? And I'm like, I think I just like bought my first house, but I felt so weird like talking about it. Cause I'm like, I haven't even come to terms with it yet. I'm not trying to make this card about me. And they're like, what the heck? Congrats. That's so exciting. But it was just like such a funny scenario. And of course it's like while I'm literally in California in the middle of the desert and like can't even open the attachments to the emails. My realtor is like, do you have cold feet? What's happening? I'm like, no, I can't sign any forms. I can't sign the offer. I can't do anything because I'm in the car and I have like no reception. Like so much is happening. And then I like get to Coachella in the house and there's like 16 girls around and so much is happening. And I'm like, wait, I need to like call my mom and my sister. Like what is going on? Like I hadn't even really told anyone, you know? So that was crazy. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Upside. I don't know about you guys, but I feel like I'm always moving, always on the go. My running joke with my friends is that I never sit, like ever during the day. Driving to Philly, home to see my mom, Boston to see my sister, yada yada. So I buy gas a lot. And you know when you're getting gas, there's a normal price and the 10% off price you'd pay with your rewards card, just if only you'd had it. Let me introduce you to Upside. If you guys have never heard of it, it's the easiest way to get cash back at all gas stations. With Upside, you get cash back on every gallon of gas you buy. Especially with inflated gas prices, it makes all the difference. I personally always use my cash back for Starbucks. Shocker. To get started, download the free Upside app, then claim an offer for whatever you're buying on Upside. You pay as usual with a credit or debit card, follow the steps in app and get paid. In comparison to credit card rewards or loyalty programs, you can earn 3 times more cash back with Upside to use on groceries, makeup, coffee, if you're me, whatever you want. So download the free Upside app and use promo code HAPPYHOUR to get an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas. That's an extra 25 cents back for every gallon on your first tank of gas using promo code HAPPYHOUR. Now let's get back into the episode. The reason I felt that it was so meant to be is because when a realtor called and was like, yep, they accept your offer. That was another thing. I wasn't even with Max. Like I had to call him, talk all about it. But why I feel like it was so meant to be is she was like, Gretchen, literally, because the day before she kind of convinced me to put an offer. She was like, because I said like, maybe I'll come see it one more time next week and just put an offer after that. Also like, if we want to move in soon, we got to like get this ball rolling, the process rolling. So like, I know I need to like kind of hurry up anyway, but I just keep thinking about this house. Like this feels right. Aside from all the other ones I saw, which I'll tell you more about, like all the reasons. But she was like, yeah, so many people have been looking at it. Like the weather is getting so nice in the spring. Everyone's looking. Like I think there will be offers coming up in the next week. Like you might as well, like, you know, she just kind of was like, offers aren't that serious. But then I'm like, wait, but they are when they accept. But like, just do it and we'll see and whatever. And you can always back out like from the inspection or before the inspection or whatever. So I was like, okay, fine. Literally, you guys, Wednesday, put an offer. Thursday, go back and forth. Except when they accepted it, a realtor told me that they got another freaking offer that day on Thursday. And they hadn't gotten any up until this point. And that I'm just like so lucky that I put one in when I did and that I had seen it twice. And the owners, like the couple that owned it, knew that. And I think knew that it was just like me, like a young girl. And like, well, obviously Max too, but just like, that this would be my first home, that we were really interested, and the other offer they got was from like a family that didn't live anywhere near there and hadn't even seen it in person. So what we heard is that they just decided to like negotiate with us and not deal with the other offer. Maybe it was lower too. I mean, I don't know that, but they just negotiated with us and like ignored the other offer. So I just feel so lucky that I wasn't in a situation like bidding war or like, you know, them going back and forth between the two of us. Well, like they offer this, like what can you match that? Something like that. Cause I was just really not trying to avoid, I was really trying to avoid like a big emotional situation. I was like, you know, I just want to be chill. Like there was one house I remember that we looked at that it was on the market for like one day and we saw it the next day and they were like, yeah, honestly, we already have two offers in today. Like, this is going to go tonight. It's going to go way over asking. Like, if you really want this, put in an offer, be competitive, be over. I'm like, oh my gosh, I cannot deal with this. No, no, no. I'm not about to like fight someone for this. I'm not competitive. It's my first home. No, not happening. So I just feel like it worked out so well. I guess I can tell you more about why. I don't even know if you put it in the notes, but why I like this house so much. So basically, saw over the course of like two trips over there, saw probably like 10 homes in total. And just this one, it's so funny. I keep saying that out of all of them, this one on the inside feels the least like me. It feels very beachy, summer, coastal Cape Cod. But I can tell that I love it so much because of that. Like, that's just how much I love the house. That all the little, you know, countertops or paint or fixtures that I wouldn't pick don't even bother me because I love the house so much. I love the location. I love where it is. It's literally like the perfect location to me. Which, by the way, I'll be talking about. I'm not going to say the specific town or area. And if you find out, I'd appreciate it if you kept that to yourself for privacy reasons, but we'll get into that whole chat. But it is just so perfect. It's so bright. There's a million windows, which is like my most favorite thing ever. Like, so much natural light. When we went through there twice, like, not one light was on, and it's so bright like that. It's just going to be my most favorite thing. So many windows and outdoor, like, patios, and just, like, let the breeze come in, and oh, it's just, it just seems like such a fun house. Like, this is such a fun, young house, such a first home to have, like, friends or family visit, nice little yard for Brody, our golden retriever. Like, it is just so perfect. And I'm like, also, like, really, my uncle was the one. I don't know if I talked about this in the video, but sorry, I keep like comparing it to the video I filmed yesterday. I'm like, have I said it yet in this podcast, or did I just say it in my YouTube video? But when I was with my uncle over Easter and aunt, and I was just talking to him, he was like, the three things that matter when you buy real estate are location, location, and location. And I'm like, you know what? That just proves to me that the one I can't stop thinking about is just so right, because the little things that bother me, I can change. They won't bother me when all my stuff is in there. It's going to be so me. And I just love this freaking house. Like, this needs to happen. So yes, that's just like a number of reasons. It's close to Max's family. Close, but not too close. I was saying in the YouTube video, no, I'm kidding. Like, it's not, you know, next door, but it's not like an hour away. It's just like, it's going to be perfect. We'll be able to see them a ton. You're like, actually, I don't want to say too much for privacy reasons, but it's just such a good spot to me. One of my favorite spots, I guess we could say. Oh, and it's going to be so nice just being on the Cape in the summer. Obviously, last summer, or if you didn't know, we had a place in Boston. We were just in an apartment in Boston, which was so nice. But I just kept reflecting on the summer. My happiest moments were on the Cape. So I was like, okay, that's a pretty good indication. Like, I love being on the Cape in the summer. That's where I want to be. Max has, you know, like a rink and a gym that he grew up going to there. And he's like, I could train there in the summer. Because that's also kind of like limits where we can be for the summer, since he needs ice, which is so weird to say, but like, he needs a rink somewhere close, at least a little bit close, for him to keep training over the summer. So there's that. Obviously, his fam, and just more room for Brody. Like, I love Boston so much. You guys know that. It'll always feel like home to me, but having a dog there versus all the years past that I lived there not having a dog made me look at Boston a lot different. Like, you know, no grass for my dog. We had these like designated patches of grass where we lived for him to like go pee, and just, yeah, like walking him through the city and his paws getting all dirty, and just like little things like that. Traffic, paying for parking, that I got unused to by being here in Pennsylvania in the suburbs. Going back to that, I'm like, oh wow, these things didn't used to bother me and now they're bothering me. So like, let's go be on the Cape for the summer. And yeah, I talked about finding at Coachella. That was craziness, telling Max, my friends and family. I still have some friends I feel like I have to tell, and it's so weird that I like can now. I think I have this later on in the notes, but it feels more official since yesterday we were saying in the YouTube video how, yeah, right before we started filming, fully sent in the purchase and sale agreement, which I believe if any of you, most of you probably know better than I do, but if any of you know what that is, I think that is like pretty solid. I need to be sure when I'm saying these things, like take all this with a grain of salt because I don't really know what I'm talking about, but just from what I hear, like that's when it's like, okay, you can't really back out anymore and you have your like good faith deposit, earnest money, that kind of stuff. So it's like, okay, this is yours and like, yeah. But you guys, yesterday, in the YouTube video talking about it, Max made me freaking tear up. I was like, okay, I need a moment, because he didn't even tell me he was gonna do this. I'm like, why are you saying this right now? He's like, yeah, I wanted to say this as a surprise. I didn't want to tell you before because you're kind of going over what you're gonna say. And he was just like, I am so proud of you. Like, you've worked so hard. Like, this is such an amazing accomplishment. Like, at our ages. And he was just, like, being so sweet. And, yeah, it was making me tear up. It was really making me think of my dad. Because I was like, I just know my dad would be saying all of that to me right now. Like, oh, I just freaking wish my dad was here. This is one of those moments. I just want to give him a hug. And I want to update him and tell him everything that's happening. And, like, I really hope, I know he can see what's happening from heaven and be in the loop, but I just want him to come over and sit on the couch with me and have a drink and watch a sunset. Okay, why am I getting emotional now? I like want him here talking about it, but whew, it's okay. I was saying in my video how like whenever big things in life happen, it makes me notice the absence of loved ones that I've lost even more because, yeah, it's just so much more apparent that they're not here when you want to tell them things happening in your life and you want them to share that experience with you and be part of it. So my heart goes out to any of you that have lost someone really close to you in your life, an immediate family member, going through exciting times are a little bit bittersweet, going through holidays are a little bittersweet, your birthday, their birthday, like you're just always going to be thinking about them. I know what that feels like. So just know that I'm sending you a virtual hug through this podcast because I know it's hard. But yeah, I've just been like in my feels about all of this. It feels very like surreal. And I just think about like little me who had no idea I'd be able to do this. And I don't know. I'm just feeling like proud of myself, but also like imposter syndrome. Like it doesn't feel real, you know? Oh, I was saying too, the day that I believe it was probably the day I accepted the offer. And I got to, like, tell my sister and my mom, and she sent me, like, the longest, sweetest text being, like, I'm so proud of you. I feel like probably something along the lines of, like, little you would have never known, like, all these things. And, oh, yeah. Okay, moving on from my field. I didn't say this in the YouTube video, but obviously, or maybe it's not obvious. Oh, I did say earlier that Max is my boyfriend. We are not married yet, like, I was going to say obviously. Maybe it's not obvious, but that is the goal, I would say, for us, to be married someday. However, buying a house with someone that you are not married to is a little bit tricky, and I feel it was helpful to hear from our advisors during this time that, again, just getting a house together is tricky when you are not legally tied together with marriage. So, yeah, that being said, something else, didn't say in your video, how many times am I saying this in here? I said this in the video. I didn't say this in the video. Gosh, I keep referring to that. But something else unsaid was that I feel very lucky for all the people in our life, like as much as I wish my dad was here and feel his absence and I want to tell him and I want to ask his opinion and his advice, I do feel so, so, so lucky for all the people giving us advice in our lives. Like, same if you off the top of my head, my financial advisor, accountants, mom, aunt, uncle, Max's parents, our realtor, our lender, our attorney, like the list goes on. And we just would not be able to do any of this without them. It is such a draining, exhausting, emotionally and physically overwhelming process. So I feel very lucky for our like amazing team of people. Also, I was saying how, just thinking about this, how this makes me like so happy, like girl power, that my accountants, women, my realtor is a woman. My mortgage lender is a woman. My attorney is a woman. I think my insurance broker will end up being a woman as well. Like all this amazing team of women. And it makes me so happy. Like I just love that for us. So yeah, that being said, I know I was getting into it a little, but we'll keep the detailed financial details private because I'm like, Max, like I feel like it could be helpful to talk about the house with the two of us who are not married and boyfriend, girlfriend, when that's like, can be such a tricky thing. But then also like that's private. Obviously I would not go into like numbers or anything like that. Just, let me just say it's all okay. In that, know that we are looking out for ourselves. Cause I feel like when people buy a house together that are, boyfriend, girlfriend, everyone is like freaking out, like, oh my gosh. And obviously I've heard the horror stories, everything like that. So I felt very informed going into it and knowledgeable and all the things. But like I said, ideally one day we will be married. So that will just become easier eventually. Interrupting super quick to tell you guys about Athletic Greens. I've taken AG1 by Athletic Greens every day for years now. We know this. It really helps my gut health and digestion, increase energy, my immune system, and honestly so much more. It's just one scoop of powder mixed with water, once a day. I like taking it first thing when I wake up. You guys know, since it's the best way to start my day. Every scoop is packed with 75 vitamins, minerals, and whole food source ingredients that give me the benefits, like I said before, and even healthier looking hair, skin, and nails as well, which I really appreciate since I'm currently on a healing journey, if you will, with my hair. I remember the first thing I noticed when I started taking AG1 years ago was that it very quickly improved my digestion and gave me an energy boost. My favorite way to take it is just to mix it with cold water, and I really love the flavor. It just tastes super fresh and like tropical to me. It's hard to know where to start with a supplement routine. I've been there feeling so lost, which is why AG1 is so nice since it's such an easy habit to incorporate into your life. If you're looking for an easier way to take supplements, Athletic Greens is giving you a free 1-year supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs of AG1 with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/happyhour. That's athleticgreens.com/happyhour. Check it out. Like I was saying, this thing has been in the works for a while, but also not a while, but it feels like overall it has, because I feel like there's been all these, you know, little checkpoints and milestones along the way in this process that we haven't been able to share. Like, obviously, I would have loved to post on my story and TikToks and tell you guys, update you right away, and a video being like, putting in my first offer, we're countering, it got accepted, like all these things. But I'm like, okay, hang on, like, I don't want to share all of this and then have the inspection be a nightmare and we have to back out or something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to jinx it. So I'm like, I think we need to wait a moment. I don't really know what's typical, what's normal in our society to share. You know what I mean? Like, there's like norms for, you know, like, I don't know if there's any of that, but I just kind of thought, you know what? After the purchase and sale, I'm going to feel like I can share about it because I've been waiting so long to be able to share. So yeah, it really has been in the works a while because we've done all these little things, like I said, that we haven't been able to share. But signing the purchase and sale yesterday, so surreal. That's when it really felt like, and because there was like a big sum of money that went with that, that it felt more real. Gosh, now I got to tell like the rest of my friends, family. It's just starting to feel more official. Not even really real yet. I don't think it'll feel real till I like walk through the door with the keys in my hand, but it's starting to feel more official. And with talking about the purchase and sale, I want to say that buying a house is way more steps than you might think. Maybe you know, and I just didn't know. I feel like I was not that knowledgeable about it at all. Probably should have read a book, watched some YouTube videos. But I'm like, okay, no. What is this? Oh, looking at my notes, there are some things I even missed. But like with offer, you pick your closing date when you put in an offer. Didn't know that. Or maybe that was just what we did. I don't know. Maybe because we wanted like an earlier one. Like a good faith deposit, which I think can be the same. It doesn't have to be the same as earnest money, which is what I think we sent with a purchase and sale. And then you have the inspection. And then there was this, all these paperwork called disclosures that like the sellers have to disclose. Maybe this also depends on the state that you're buying real estate in. So I'm like, oh my gosh, what does this mean? Like, what's happening? And then like kind of negotiating after the inspection if there's any, you know, amendments you want to make, any additional requests you have, like negotiating from that, after purchase and sale, earnest money, appraisal, I think you get the land surveyed for the property line, closing, finally. But it's just like, there are so many things that I'm sure I missed steps in there. And it's just overwhelming as heck. And like the inspection was so overwhelming. So it was actually very nice that the offer, accepting the offer, negotiating all happened that week that when it did. So that the following week for the inspection, I was able to be there. So I was there for the inspection, which was really cool. Also, like I said, so overwhelming. It was like hours long. And the inspectors go through everything in the whole house. They see everything. They're like, just so you know, we legally like point out everything. We're looking at this house under a microscope. And so don't freak out, but we are going to notice everything. And this inspection report is 100 million pages long. And they're like, you know, foundation or like crack in the settlement of the foundation. This is normal. Slight water stain here, size of a dime. Slight ripple in the floor here. This door doesn't close perfectly. This latch is kind of loose. This handle is loose. Like, oh my gosh, it's every little thing. One missing shingle. Max and I were talking about that in the YouTube video. We were like dying. They're like, we found one shingle that's missing. Maybe replace that. But like, how do they even know? I would have never even noticed that. They noticed every little thing. So it's like, wow, okay. But good news was nothing like really crazy or significant like that. So that was good. But like, overwhelming as heck going through it and like draining just listening to it all and my mind trying to wrap its head around. And Max was still in season, so we couldn't be there. And luckily he's out of season now, so he can only pack and do all the things. And I'm like, thank God I have you on board. Like 2 days ago now, we literally sat in our kitchen for 8 hours and talked to everyone we need to talk to. Our attorney, our realtor, our lender, insurance brokers, I believe you could call them that. Oh my gosh, like never ending. And I'm like, this is a full-time job. I'm like, thank God I have more of your time now that you like knock me. I'm like, do this, do that, please help with this. Because wow. It's a lot, but it's going to be worth it, okay? Okay, like I said, Cape, not gonna say exactly where. I'll say that's close to where Max grew up and his family. Yeah, we're not gonna get too detailed. Okay, the privacy chat that I said we're gonna have. Pretty please respect our privacy, because one of my biggest things that I'm like scared about, that I'm sure you guys could understand why, is privacy when buying a home. Because I've always felt like I've been kind of careful, maybe not super careful, with like renting places in the past, because I'm like, it's not that permanent and I'll move in a year, and if someone finds out, it's okay. Like, it's not like a home that I'm buying. But with buying a home, it just scares me that like my address could get out there, something like that, you know. So if you drive by and see me and Brody living our best life, like, maybe just don't tell people. Don't, because I was saying to Max, like, I remember when I first moved here to Pennsylvania, literally people were commenting on my Instagram photos like the name of the complex we live in. I'm like, can you please not do that? Like, I'm sure like 90% of you are like my girlies who are listening to this and just love me and want the best for me, but like, you never know who could listen to this, find my stuff, you know what I mean? So maybe just like don't publicly share that, pretty please. But yeah, privacy is just gonna be a really big thing for me. We have a big scary guard dog, so please don't show up. Kidding, Brody is like, not like, maybe I need some Rottweilers. We'll have like security, all those things, because that just kind of scares me. But I really can't think about it, because then I would just never like buy a house ever, because just any of that stuff, I'm just like so paranoid and scared. So yes, just please respect that. We're going to be vague about where we live, really not going to show like the outside of our house for privacy reasons, yada yada yada. That's that on that, and I hope you guys can understand. I know, this is going to be hard. Like, some people don't even show, like, the layout of their house at all, don't show certain rooms, don't show the view, which, like, is probably smart, so I guess we'll see, but all I know is I'm a scaredy cat going into this. So, yes. Oh, even more, you guys, it never ends, because just when you think, like, we're in a good spot, it's like, wait a minute, but there's different types of loans and terms of loans and interest rates and ARMs and what does that even mean and taxes and what county, what's not city, what yeah, I guess county are you in, like, when are you paying your taxes, how are they looped into your loan, are they not looped into your loan, same with insurance, is that going to be looped in with your loan, is that not going to be, is that going to be separate, like, how, when, where are you paying, who are you paying? Just so many things. Literally by my team of girls, they've been putting up with me, so I'm trying to say shout out to them, because every step of the way I'm like, okay, now put this into simple terms. I'm like, slow down, hold my hand, bear with me here. It's the first time this is happening. I'm like, okay, now what is my role in this situation? What is your role? And who is paying who and when and how? I'm like, what is going on? But I'm sure that's always how it is with a first-time homebuyer. Like, how are you supposed to know? And I'm sure once I go through the whole process, I'll understand a lot better for, like, if I buy another home one day. But, yeah. Wow. That's the tea, you guys. There's so much happening. It's all happening, as we like to say. And I guess lastly, what we could tell you is that it seems very like daunting and overwhelming and scary. I literally am like, I'm losing sleep over this. I'm losing my hair. This is just like stressful. I think it feels so scary too, because for something that, like, you know, is quite possibly and probably the largest like financial decision you'll make of like your whole lifetime. Like, when you put it that way, you're like, oh, I don't know about that. But it just feels like, you know, money that you've worked so hard for to, like, save up, you're spending so much of it. So it's like, oh, it's really scary. And especially when, like, the house is a little bit over the budget that you thought you wanted to be. So I'm like, how are we doing? Is this okay? Like, is everything okay? But come to the conclusion that we believe it's still such a good idea, because it'll be such a good investment long term, right? And has opportunity for renting it out, like, rental income, that kind of thing. So we shall see. As of now, summer home, don't know that I will be renting it out, because that's like a whole other can of worms. Got to think about that. But like maybe one day, you know, never say never. So yeah. Wow. That's everything. Like, am I forgetting anything? Oh, I wish there could be comments on this episode. Just like there could be comments on a video. I'm like, please comment if there's things that we missed. But yeah, is there anything that I missed telling you guys? Like, I just feel like I'm leaving things out, but I'm sure we'll tell more over time. I cannot wait for the moving vlog. I can't wait to decorate everything, to make little changes, bring you along with like little renovations or things like that. Like, oh my God, it's gonna be so exciting. It's gonna be so much. We were talking today about like our exact date that we wanna book movers, and we're like, that is going to be the longest day of our whole lives. That is literally gonna be the longest ever. Oh, which I didn't even tell you, we're trying to move in tentatively end of May. We're also, the closing date was a certain day. Now we might switch it up a little bit, you know, we never know. We're just staying on our toes a little bit, but yeah, end of May. And I was just saying, it'll be so fun to bring you guys along this summer, moving in, being first-time homeowners. I'm sure there's gonna be all these little things that pop up that I would be like, what? I have to deal with this. I just feel like there's never-ending things, and that's what I'm kind of scared of, that, like, if something breaks, knock on wood, or, like, just things you don't even think of, you're like, oh, I didn't pay, like, my homeowner's insurance yet, or, like, oh, the furnace is broken, or this window needs to be fixed, or, like, like, taxes, or the mortgage, or just all these things. I'm sure once we get in the group of things, it'll be fine, but for now, I'm just like, wow, wow, wow. And obviously we're going to be there just like for the summer, but it'll be fun to see like how much we can do this summer and like make it more like us. And I just want all of our friends and family to be there literally every single day, because I don't even want it to just be the two of us anyway. It'll be way more fun with so many more people. It's just, that was bottom line. We're like, this is such an entertaining, fun house. Like, this must be ours. So yeah. Again, thank you guys for your endless support. Would not be here without you. So excited to bring you guys along this journey. That is the news. That is the tea. I can't believe that I talked about this for like 40 minutes, but I also can believe it and feel like there's even more to say. So just stay tuned, okay, for this crazy journey. It's gonna be so good. Love you guys so, so much. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.